Welcome to Meseches Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnaches, Chapter 7, Mishnah 8, the final Mishnah in Meseches Demai. And if you like math, this Mishnah is definitely something that you're going to appreciate. Please feel free to refer to the image that's in the attachment because it'll give you a little perspective. You can use the visual to understand this Mishnah a little bit better. So the Mishnah says like this. A person has 10 rows of 10 barrels of wine. So he has 100 barrels of wine in a circle, 10 in each row. Says the Mishnah, Ve'amar, and the owner said, Shura hachitzoina achas maser. One of the outer rows should be maser, which is 10%, right? Ve'en yadua ezehi. But we don't know which of the outer rows he was referring to, because there's four outer rows, right, in each area. So it comes out that each one has one probable or potential barrel that would be trumas maser, right? Because trumas maser is 10% of maser. So if maser is 10 barrels, and trumas maser is 1 barrel. So what does one do? Says the Mishnah, Noitel shtei chavias leichson. He takes one of the two corner barrels, and if so, by doing that, he certainly makes sure that he took a barrel that is included in what he said previously. Says the Mishnah, what happens if he said, Chatzi shura chitzoina achas maser? Half of one of the outer rows should be maser. That means 5 barrels that are in one of the outer rows should be maser rishon. Ven yadua ezeh, and we don't know which of those half he was referring to, because there's 8 possibilities of a half a row. So it comes out that each half a row has a half a barrel of trumas maser potentially. So what does he do? Says the Mishnah, noitel arba chaviyos me arba zavos. He takes 4 of the barrels in the 4 corners. So it comes out that he has a barrel of from every possible half row. And if so, he can take that, and half of each barrel is suffix trumas meiser, and everything else will be permissible. So he takes those 4 barrels, sells it to the kohen, except for the half a barrel of trumas meiser that's there, and this way he can eat the rest. Says the Mishnah, what happens if he says, shura achas meiser, one row is meiser, he didn't say an outer row, any one row, then you do ezehi. We don't know which row he was referring to. So it comes out that there's one barrel in every single row that's a suffix, maybe trumas meiser. Noitel shura achas leichson. He takes one full diagonal row. That means he goes from one corner to the other corner, and he goes all the way diagonally, straight across the entire square. And those 10 are shuvik trumas meiser. He sells them to the kohen except for the value of one chavis, which is going to be trumas meiser, and everything else will be permissible. How about if he says, chatzi shura achas maser, that half a row should be maser rishon, ven yadu ezehu. He didn't say an outer one. He just said any half should be maser. And if so, half a barrel is suffix trumas meiser. Noitel shtei shuras leichson. So then he takes an X, that means one diagonal row from one end to the other, and the other one. And if so, he includes at least one chavis from each row. And half of that chavis will be considered trumas meiser. He sells it to the kohen except for the half a barrel of trumas meiser, and everything else is permissible. Concludes the Mishnah. Chavis achas meiser rishon. Let's say a person says just one barrel is meiser rishon, but he didn't specify which one. It's one of them. No, to me, kol chavis v'chavis. He has to take 1/10 from every single barrel for trumas meiser because each one is a suffix, and he sells all the 10 to the kohen besides the value of 1/10, which is trumas meiser. And in this situation, he can drink all the rest of the wine. Mazel tov, I'm finishing yet another Masechta, Maseches Demai, a pretty complex and difficult Masechta, where we're making our way through Mishnayos, Baruch Hashem, with Hashem's help. And Amit Hashem, tomorrow we start a brand new Masechta. Also, if you haven't experienced the challenge of Mishnayos, just wait till we get to the next Masechta, Maseches Kilayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us many opportunities to finish Masechtas and start new ones and to review them as well. Thank you so much for being part of our daily Mishnayos, almost daily Mishnayos initiative. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.